Listen up, yo. Linha Linha Show. Listen up, yo. Linha Linha Show.
Listen, listen up, yo. The Linha Linha Show. Bumabalik every week. Parang yo-yo. Sa office, sa condo, sa FX, sa kanto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pilipino. Listen, listen up, yo. The Linha Linha Show. Humahalik sa'yo, chick. Parang ex-no. Sa teres, sa banyo, sa kitchen, sa kwarto. Walang pinipili, basta pili-pilipino.
Alright. Sige, go. Ebe, anytime.
Ano mangyari?
Ay, sorry, sorry. Akala ko gusto mong mag-start ulit with the song.
Hindi, let's end it with the song.
Ayun,
para maiba naman. Para
closer,
maiba.
Closer.
Yeah.
Sige, sige. So, itong buong time na to na nag-uusap tayo, kasama na.
Ayos lang yan.
Kasama na
yung mga tayo. Ang ito. Shit!
Oh, ang ganda, no, di ba? So, Ebe, ito na ang second part ng ating episode. And ang una kong tanong sa'yo, Ebe, kumusta yung sinaing?
Nakatakip eh. Hindi ko makita. Malalaman natin maya-maya.
Maya-maya.
Yung langa, wala naman na.
Yun,
sorry
na, feeling ko napunta na.
Kung doon. Yung mga, yung bang mga nanonood ng Facebook Live, fidgety talaga akong tao. Bukod sa fidgety ako, galaw ako ng galaw, pawisin ako. Ayun, nakikita nyo naman siguro sa stage, pawisin ako. So, met maya, parang, ang ganyan ko yung buko, pupuna sa pawis.
Para naman dun sa mga nasa podcast, yan, okay, hindi nila nakikita. Yeah. Pati yung langaw, hindi nila na ano. Lalagyan ko na lang ng sound effect siguro every time dumadaan yung langaw, may buzz. Ano, para may signal.
Buzz!
Uy, ganda. May pa-echo pa. Yeah. May paalingaw-ngaw pa. Yun, Ebe, alam mo, siguro tawid tayo to konting throwback.
No, ikaw lang, Ali, kita ba yung pa ako?
Hindi naman.
Shorts
slight
lang ako.
Slight lang natuhod.
Shorts. Okay, okay lang yan, naka-shorts lang ako eh.
Dadamayan kita, gusto mo.
Sige. Yun yung masarap sa lockdown eh. Mag-interview, naka-shorts ka lang. Anyway, sorry, you were saying.
Hindi yun, kasi konting throwback lang, Ebe. No? And ito nga, parang kailan lang to, pero parang ang tagal na. No? February 29, literal na kakaibang araw, no? Ginanap yung Ebe Dancel with a Manila String Machine sa Metro Tent Convention Center. Ayun. And ano nga, no? Nakausap ko nga si Tracy, yung manager mo, yung best friend mo. Sabi ko kay Tracy, yung event, 20 years of Ebe, sabi ko, ba't hindi na lang gawing evente yung... yung tawag sa event.
Kasi, naisip ko rin yan eh. Pero after a few hours, parang, nah.
I-reserve na lang yan sa podcast. Kung hirit lang yan. Panghirit lang. So yun, siguro, Ebe, no, siguro, anong, how was that experience for you?
It was everything that I wanted and more. Kasi, hindi... malaking karangalan yung after 20 years, ginagawa mo pa rin yung mahal na mahal mong gawin.
Yeah.
So, aside from that being a milestone, I wanted to celebrate it with the fans. So, first, yun yung first, kasi yung Sugarfee, nakadalawang major concerts eh.
Mm-hmm.
Dito lang yata uso sa Pilipinas yung major concert saka concert. Kasi sa iba parang, oh yeah, it's a concert. So yeah, but for purposes of marketing and labeling, I guess some people say major. But Sugarfee had a few already at the Music Museum with the Manila Symphony Orchestra.
Mm-hmm.
So for this one, when my manager and I were conceptualizing the show, what do I hear when I listen to my songs? I hear lots of people with me. So strings and horns and percussions and everything. So we got in touch with, first of all, with Chino David of Hail.
Mm.
If he can be the musical director. And Chino and I go a long way back. So he said yes immediately. And then we got in touch with Ted Ampere, and the rest of the Manila string machine, which I think is one of the coolest names ever.
Ganda,
Manila,
no?
String machine, di ba?
Parang na-imagine ko, may mga suot pa silang kung ano-ano.
Di ba? Kung siguro kung pabalikan ako doon sa araw na if we were to decide on a band name, like no offense.
Mm.
Sa kanila kasi sila yung nakaisip ng Sugar Free. But mm. I would have called it Manila String Machine kahit walang strings. Kasi ganda lang pa kayong gan eh. So anyway, yun, pumayag sila and then Paolo Valenciano said yes also kasi he and I have kami rin eh. Marami, may history kami ni Pao. I wrote a song for him once, which is actually my current single. But he said yes. He brought his whole team. And then si Shari Rhymes said yes. And she's the absolute best at what she does. Mm. So there was like a really, really good team. And then the next option was to choose a venue. Now, initially, I don't know if my manager would be comfortable with this, with me talking about this publicly. But originally, she wanted, hindi ko na lang sasabihin kung ano, she wanted the bigger venue. Kasi our venue was the Metro Tent Convention Center.
Yeah.
Siya can accommodate something like 1,700 or 1,800.
Mm.
Yung venue na naisip niya, hanggang 3,000.
Wow.
Sabi ko, I don't think I can do that. Parang if I perform with someone, which I usually do, that's okay. Then walang pressure. Pero hindi ko kaya yung 3,000 o 3,000. So we chose a Metro Tent Convention Center because I actually really like the place.
Mm-mm.
And then, ano pa eh, we made such a big deal out of it. Nag-organize pa kami ng araw to announce the release of the tickets and all that. Tapos yung mga kaibigan ko, a few hours before the release, sabi niya, can you reserve tickets for us? Guys, don't overreact to the situation, alright? It's like 1,800 seats. So, you know, if you don't buy tomorrow, you'll live. Okay lang yan. And then, so we had that show somewhere in Makati. Oh my gosh, nakalimutan ko yung pangalan ng lugar. But anyway, it was a show to announce that we were officially selling tickets na. So the show was at 10 p.m. And then the next day, wala lang, tumawag ako sa manager ko, tapos sabi ko, I had such an absolutely long day yesterday. Mm. Kasi before that, I was in a meeting because I'm helping write a script for a movie. So it's a long-ass meeting. Tapos nakaka-drain talaga, tapos diretso ng tugtog. So sabi ko, you know what? I'm gonna have a really nice lunch here in Los Baños. And then this afternoon, I'm gonna go out, buy some alcohol. I'm gonna stay in today and I'm just gonna relax. I'm gonna celebrate. And, you know, just let me know how the ticket sales are. And then she cut me off. Sabi niya, he sold out last night.
Grabe.
And then I started crying. Sabi ko, is that even possible? Is this even real? And all that. But I had to get over it agad. Kasi mahirap yung masyado kong fan ng sarili mo eh. Sabi ko, okay, so that problem is taken care of na. Ubus na yung tickets much sooner than I thought. Because my manager thought we were gonna sell out towards near the concert. Somewhere near the concert na. So a few days, a few weeks before the concert. I thought I was gonna sell half. And I was really, really happy with just, but if we make half, what's half of 1,800? 900. 900 people show up.
Pwede na.
Okay na yun. Pwede na yun. So when, you know, we got that out of the way, yun na, it was really time to get down to work. So I had a series of conversations with Chino, and a few conversations with Paolo Valenciano. And then sa hinaba-haba na preparations namin for the concert, you know what? Everything on the day itself, everything was a blur.
Wow.
Nung umakyat ako sa stage, I just lost myself in the music. Hindi ko iniisip kung ano itsura ko, kung gaano karaming tao. Kasi kampante na ako, nandun lahat ng tao, nandun yung pamilya ko. Yung pinakamamahal ko sa buhay, nandun na, okay na ako. But yeah. It was, I think, parang isa yun sa mga highlights ng buhay ko eh. And we were actually looking forward to doing it again. Kasi maraming naubusan ng tickets. And
including me! Naubusan ako nung ano, yung pag-release ng tickets. Pero buti nakapunta pa rin.
Kaya mo pala ako in-offer ng shirt?
Yeah, yun lang yung point. Yun lang. Para sabi ko, baka pag nag-collaborate kami ng shirt, magka-ticket ako na libre. Uy, ito na yung way. Shoot ko na to.
Napakamahal naman ng ano, ng
ng way na ano, para makakuha.
Yeah, but we were really looking forward to doing it again. This time, yung venue na hindi ko pinili, na pinili ng manager ko, sabi ko, sige, let's do that. Let's double. Yun.
Grabe yun.
Then again, but then,
ito nangyari. You know, ako nga, naisip ko talagang buti umabot. No, buti umabot. Nasa tail end na siya nung pag-start talaga na nag-lockdown. So,
yeah. But the week of the concert, I think, was on a Saturday ba o Friday? I think Saturday. Nung Monday, hindi ko alam kung tuloy. Kasi nga, marami nang nagpo-postpone ng ibang shows ko. Tapos, I think yung Wonderland, nag-announce sa sila. Sabi, paano tayo? So we had to make sure that the proper health protocol was implemented.
Yeah.
And we had to make sure that everyone was safe. No one in the venue was sick. Meron mga umatras. Parang nabenta naman yata nila yung tickets nila kasi tinatag nila ako eh. Selling my evidence of tickets sa katag ako. Tapos biglang, sold evidence.
Tinag ka talaga.
Oo, hanggang sa dulo ng transaction, pare, tinag nila ako. Thank you for buying tag evidence of tickets. Alright,
baka naisip nila pwedeng ano, baka interesado kang bumili.
Oo nga eh. But marami rin nga ako mga kaibigan na hindi ko nabigyan ng tickets because we could only accommodate so many people. So we really wanted the bigger, like I said, the bigger venue for everything. And that is the first order of business once it's over. To do the concert again, bigger.
Grabe.
Better.
Looking forward ako doon. Ako naman, Ebeno, bilang nandun ako sa event na yon. At bilang listener, bilang audience, grabe talaga, grabe. What an experience. Parang ako, nakita ko rin sa itsura mo eh. Parang it felt and it looked personal para sa'yo. And lumitaw talaga. So yung parang sinabi mong isang malaking blur siya, kita namin ang saya-saya mo nun. And ang nakita ko lang din sa audience, parang ang saya ng audience na nakikitang masaya ka. Parang gano'n, nagbabounce yung joy sa mukha ng mga tao. So, sakto pa yung pwesto ko. Nasa likod ko yung hilera ng family mo.
Ah, talaga?
Oo. So, from time to time, lumilipin ako sa likod. Tinitignan ko yung itsura nila, yung mukha nila, kung gaano rin sila kasaya dun sa parang isang malaking family reunion.
Para sa kanila naman talaga yung show. And like, everything I do naman talaga is for my family, for the people that I love.
Yeah.
So, I'm just happy nandun sila.
And yun, ako talagang litaw na litaw sa itsura ng mga tao, yung joy. And yun, ako naman, dahil binigyan kami ni Tracy ng extra tickets, ano, sinama ko yung ilan sa team namin Na, okay, good. By the way, ay big fans din ng music mo. Big
thank
fans
you,
mo.
Thank you.
So, at saka we had Erin before. Si Erin.
Yeah, Erin Oleta. Yeah.
Oo, nakasama namin siya noon sa linya-linya. So, part din siya noon. So, ako nahiya nga ako kasi katabi ko sila. Tapos, every time binabanggit mo yung linya-linya, nagpo-poker face lang ako, pero sa loob-loob ko talaga, ayoko ipakita sa team namin. Ano? Pero naiyak talaga ako. Sabi ko, oh my God, binanggit ni Ebe.
Ano ba? I'm gonna sound like I'm trying to kiss your ass here, but I'm such a fan of your brand. Kasi from the bottom talaga eh, from the ground up. And sariling sikap, sariling idea. And from how did you start? Ano ba yan? Stall ba yan na naging
oo. Baliktad siya eh, be ano siya eh. Ano talaga kami? Dalawa kami. Ako tsaka si Panch Alvarez, writer ako tsaka isang artist.
Okay.
Naghanap lang kami ng outlet kasi ako yung background ko rin poetry, Filipino poetry.
Siya oh, naman nice, nice.
Visual artist siya. So may day job kami noon, naghanap lang kami ng outlet. So parang may blank notebook lang na magsusulat ako ng mga catchphrases ko, mga imbento kong mga sabi-sabi, papasa ko sa kanya, tapos dududel niya. Ganun lang yung thing namin noon. And ano lang siya, parang passion project hanggang sa in-upload na namin online. Tapos naging siyang linya-linya dahil linya ko tsaka linya niya, pinagkabit namin, linya-linya. Parang
yun pala yun.
Ganun.
Now
so,
I know.
Linya ng pagsusulat at linya ng pag art, pinagkabit, linya-linya. So, 2012 to... Start kami 2012, hindi talaga siya business kasi wala kaming alam sa business. No? So, page lang siya. Tapos hanggang 2015 si Jim na pumasok. Doon na siya naging business. So 2012 to 2015 pa bazar-bazar lang kami.
Okay.
So and tama 'yung sinabi mo na ground up kasi wala talaga kaming walang investor, hindi kami binigyan ng magulang namin ng kahit isang kusing para itayo siya. So bilang may mga sarili na kaming trabaho noon, parang may konting investment lang kami para i-put up yung una naming kiosk.
Very nice.
Sa UP Town Center yon. So parang ganun.
Anong taon niya, Nali, if you don't mind?
2012 yung linya-linya pinanganak. 2015, binuksan yung store. Yes. Tapos yun na, nagsunod-sunod na yung pagbukas.
So stall kayo dati? Kayo ba yung mga nasa gitna ng ano?
Oo!
Oh, man, I love those things.
Yeah,
yung una kong pinupuntahan minsan sa mga yung binabenta sa gitna, yun yung mga interesting stuff eh. Never mind yun the stores are always gonna be there. But,
yeah.
Pero yung mga nagbebenta ng kung ano-ano. But yeah.
Yun, mga startup yan na talagang na-witness ko rin kung gaano kasi pag yung mga yan, kaganda yung mga ideas. So, bigyan lang ng opportunity ang mga creatives yung mga ideas natin.
Kasi what people see kasi usually is the end product na. In your case, it's the shirt. It's the line. But there's a lot of hard work that goes behind everything. You know, you don't just present something out of thin air. It involves a lot of research, a lot of dedication, sacrifices that you have to make, you know, lalo na sa business na, sige, sa simula, hindi mo na kayo kikita, maglalabas kayo ng pera, pero dahil nananalig kayo sa ginagawa ninyo, you know, I'm a big fan of that kind of process kasi my parents came from nothing. Talaga, pag kinukwento sa akin ng mami ko, yung kwento nila ng dad ko, like how my mom would walk 5 kilometers to UST and back home, tulog sa sahig, yung dad ko is the same. So early on, ingrained na talaga sa akin. So if I want something, I have to really work on it and start from the bottom if you have to. And I think in most cases, you really do start at the bottom.
Oo, grabe.
And then you just work your way up. And it's so fulfilling, really.
Yeah.
Being at the point where you are now, I think it's the best feeling. Pag naramdaman mo na parang, ah, shit, dito na tayo. Sa wakas, dumating tayo dito.
Yeah. And ano kasi, importante sa'yo eh. Kaya parang kung may nangyari rin hindi maganda dun sa business o sa project mo, talagang bibigay mo lahat para magawa ng paraan. So, naalala ko nga nung time na yan, Eben, na unang beses kami nagpa-print, talagang literal na galing kaming work. Tapos, galing nasa may Manila yan eh. Nag-FX kami, papuntang... Nag-divisoria kami. So, nag-trend kami.
Oh, nandun yung supplier, pare.
Nandun yung supplier. Yeah. So, dalawa kami. Eh, wala namang grab-grab nun, Eben. Walang panahon na yun. Walang, kung may grab, di sana. Ang ginawa namin, may isa kaming sako ng plain shirts.
Yeah.
Na bit-bit, literal na bit-bit namin. Tapos, nag-loton kami. Nag-jeep kami, nag-loton at nag-jeep ata kami, tapos loton. Tapos, nag-FX kami. Papuntang sukat, Paranaque. So nasa likod kami ng FX, tapos binayaran na rin namin yung mga sako bilang pasahero.
Parang pasahero na rin yun, di ba? Magte-take up ng space,
Oo, tapos ganun, tapos sa Paranaque, doon namin pinapaprint. Tapos babalikan na naman namin. And we only had Saturdays and Sundays to do that kasi meron nga kaming day job. So may mga ganun kaming moments talaga. And even si Jim, nung kasama na siya, yung condo nila dati ni Sab, mag-asawa na sila nito ha, na may isang maliit na kwarto na nagina talagang storage. And si Jim ang nagpapack nung t-shirts.
Grabe. Grabe, diba? So, you know, pag I hope you have enough opportunities also to tell your story to the public because...
Yeah.
Marami kasing natatakot eh. Ang ali na sumubok. Kasi meron na ang tawag na parallel perfectionist, you know. Mm-hmm. If you don't try, you don't fail. But you know what really matters is that you tried. Para 'di ba later on pare, you know, no regrets. So if you really wanna get into something, as long as your heart is in the right place, then I think you should go for it anyway.
Yeah. Maraming salamat, Ebe, dun sa words of wisdom mo and sa mga binanggit mo tungkol sa linya-linya. And ako, hindi lang naman ako to eh. No, ang take ko nga dyan sa sinasabi mo, tama. Panahon din para ikwento at ibalik sa tao eh. And kami ni Jim, sinisimula namin with our own staff, with our own team, with our own people. Kaya very proud ako sa creatives team ng linya-linya, yung mga staff namin na nasa opisina ngayon para i-impake yung mga t-shirt. So, nandyan sila. Sinisimula namin with them na sila muna yung tinitrain talaga namin at mini-mentor namin. And papalabas naman to the community. And yun, kaya tingin ko kaya rin natin to ginagawa, no? Para rin ito sa community. Para ito yung ambag din natin na may mapasaya
it's
sila.
Not everything is about money. Whatever yun. You can give back, you do. However, which way you inspire someone, or, you know, if someone's having a bad day, may ipresenta ka lang to uplift the spirits. Yun, lalo na sa panahong ito, Ali. Napakahalaga nun. Napakahalaga.
Yun na. Kaya yan yung lagi namin sinasabi sa staff namin na kung gaano kahalaga yung ginagawa nilang trabaho. Hindi lang tayo nagtitinda ng t-shirt pero nagbibigay tayo lakas at motivation or saya sa mga tao sa panahon ngayon.
Yep.
So
yep.
Very naman for sila sure. Receptive. So, well, punta tayo Ebe dito syempre sa again yung dream come true ko na na collaboration natin nung shirt. And paano nga ba 'to nangyari, no? Siguro I think nagsimula siya na naglakas loob akong i-message kay.
Yeah.
Tama ba?
Sa Twitter.
I-message kita sa Twitter. Naglakas loob na ako na sabi ko, Ebe, parang kung open ka, game kaming gumawa sana ng collaboration. And ikaw Ebe, nung nabasa mo yung message, anong naisip mo?
Ngayon, kita mo yung mukha ko. Kasi to tell you the truth, I sell kasi my own shirts eh.
Yeah, yeah.
Meron akong someone from Los Baños messaged me and said, maybe you wanna take a chance on my small business. Maybe we can work together. Sabi ko, sure. Let's do shirts. Taga Los Baños. And then, yung 100 na initial namin na ubos hanggang, and so on and so forth. Now, when I got the message from you, I called my manager agad. Kasi sabi ko, I'm conflicted about this because I have my own line, but there's a brand that I really, really admire. And they wanna work with me. Why should you say no to that? So we explained the situation to Riza, our friend in Los Baños who makes my shirts. And sabi niya, it's totally cool. You know, it's a commemorative shirt.
Yeah.
I get it. But yeah, it was one of those kilig moments also for me because like I said, fan talaga ako ng ano eh. Aliw na aliw ako sa mga shirts niyo eh. Minsan nga pag binibigyan niyo ako ng mga shirts tapos tinitignan ko sa'yo, ganda. Suit ko agad the next day. Eh di ba syempre, pag malalaking concerts, you know, I'm usually in a polo or whatnot. Kaya pag mga 3D, pag mga conspiracy, pag root, pag 70s bistro, wear whatever you want. You know, my manager naman is very supportive. Pag mga maliliit na shows, dapat komportable ka kasi you wanna make your audience comfortable as well.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
And may mga nag-comment niya na ano, Pawis friendly daw for gigs yung ano, yung
actually.
Hindi siya kaya. Pero yun, Ebe, gusto ko rin talaga magpasalamat. Alam ko na hindi, again, meron kang existing na. And gusto ko rin magpasalamat dun sa kay Ma'am Riza, no, na pumayag din siya. And ako rin naman kasi bilang brand din, ano, hindi rin, kaya rin kami nakikipag-collaborate with other brands kasi hindi namin nakikita as competitors. Lalo na, lit lang naman ng local na market. Kung may way na makapagtulungan, hilahan pataas, mas gusto ko yun kesa parang tayo-tayo nag-mailap or parang hindi nagkakaroon ng open na
amen.
Communication.
Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah. Kaya yun, sa amin, kung suporta sa lahat ng as many local brands as possible, go tayo dyan.
Yep.
Yan. So, yun lang, Ebe, kaya special din itong, well, ito talagang design na to, isa sa mga pinaka nagustuhan kong design namin kasi isang tingin mo pa lang kita na agad na ikaw eh. tas nandun pa lahat ng mga kanta. No?
So, salamat. I really like the idea. Thank you. Yeah. Although, yeah. Usually, parang ang hirap eh kasi parang mukha ko yung nandun sa t-shirt. Kapressure yan eh. But thank you for the wonderful execution. Gusto ko yung design.
Yeah. Yun. Ay, may naririnig ako ah. Pero sige, habang nag-ano ka Ebe, meron lang akong ano, no, kwento na very personal kung gaano ka personal sa akin yung music mo. Kasi may concert kayo noon, no, 3D, Danao Dancel Dumas, sa Music Museum. Nandun din ako. Tapos pagkatapos ng concert, nagka-girlfriend ako. Nung sumunod na 3D concert, hindi na kami. Ang tanong ngayon, Ebe, kailan ang susunod ninyong 3D concert? At pwede bang gawing earlier? Kasi nakita ko na yung trend eh. Nung una meron, nung pangalawa na wala. Baka pangatlo, baka naman.
Kung nagmamadali ka naman, pwede naman namin going online para sa'yo.
Baka online din ang mangyaring ligawan, ano?
Oo. Yung 3D kasi, hindi ko alam yung ano ha, yung estado ng grupong yun.
Grupo,
kasi, more than anything, magkakaibigan, magbabarkada kasi kami.
Mm-hmm.
So, we always look forward to our small shows over at Conspiracy or Bistro or Root or 12 Monkeys wherever. Kasi it's the only time na nagkikita-kita kami at makapagkwentuhan. Pero parang meron minsan usapan na parang let's do this, let's do that. But we always fall back to small shows kasi I think sobrang komportable kasi namin. Come as you are. It's just you and your guitar. And then the audience, hopefully, hindi pa sila lasing. Tapos ano, for 3 hours, magkakantaan lang kayo.
Grabe talaga. Kasi ang ganda rin, Ebe, kasi individually, ano eh, buong-buo na yung, kumbaga may iba-iba kayong tugtog din. Pero pag pinagsama rin kayo, nabubuo as one. Ang galing.
Yun yung nagagawa ng ano, pag magkakaibigan kayo and you're musicians, andali magtrabaho together. Sobra.
Yun. Siguro ano, anong tawag dito? Meron akong mga ilang questions dito, Ebe, na ano. Maiba lang. No, parang fast talk to na pero pwedeng bagalan. No? So, ang tanong ko ay, kung bukas na bukas, papipiliin ka ng lugar, kahit saan, saan mo pipiliin mapunta at bakit?
Kahit saan may dagat.
Yun. Dagat kasi, talaga ang ano mo.
Kasi dati, gano'n man kabisi yung schedule ko, once a month, talaga sinasabi ko sa manager ko, iwan mo tong dates na to, tapos pupunta akong Baler. Kung hindi Baler, sa mga barkada ko sa La Union, doon. Pero yung totoo, miss na miss ko na yung, iba yung kalma ng dagat.
Oo, no? No? Ay, sige. Eto, may tanong ako. Medyo malalim to, Ebe, kaya ano, prepare ka lang. Kapag maganda ba ang boses ng isang tao, mas maganda rin ang tunog ng hilik niya?
Siguro, pare, kasi a lot of what I discovered when I took up voice lessons, malaking bagay ng pag-awit ay paghinga ng tama. So, siguro, pag natutulog ka, tas maganda yung hinga mo, hindi siguro...
May tono.
Oh, baka may tono pa yung hilik mo, di ba?
Sumisipon, oh. Baka nagpapalseto ka sa...
So, yun ang... Let's work on that theory.
Ano, pakinggan mo mamaya. Okay lang, Ebe. Pakinggan mo mamaya.
I-record ko yung sarili ko.
I-record mo yung sarili. Tapos isasama ko dito sa podcast. Ito po yung tunog ng hilik ni Ebe. Iba talaga. Maganda ang yung boses,
ang
maganda
sabi sa akin, humihilik lang ako pag pagod na pagod na pagod ako. So, yun.
So, nung concert mo, malamang.
Ang sarap ng hilik ko nun. Kasi ano pa eh, instead of the usual after party, meron kasi akong, may hotel kasi sa harap ng venue, so doon ako nilagay ng manager ko. So instead of the usual, you know, production party, I think yung iba tumuloy sa Big Sky, sa QC. I was just so exhausted. I invited maybe a few friends over. Tapos nakahiga lang ako sa kama, tapos nagkukwentuhan lang sila, nakikinig lang ako. Aba, pagising ko, wala ng tao. Nag-uwian. Nakatulog ako. Oh my goodness, sobrang pagod.
Oo. Yan, sige. Mahilig ka ba sa Japanese food?
Sobra.
Uy, wow.
Ako na yata yung sobrang hilig sa Japanese food, pero hanggang ngayon, hindi ako marunong gumamit ng chopsticks. So, binili ako ng... Binili ako nung ano, alam mo yung kiddie chopsticks?
Oo, oh, yung may ano, may support.
Oo, sa pagkakain ako ng Japanese restaurant pala.
May baon ka?
Oo, plastic pala, yung kulay puti na pambata. Sa pagkakain ako sa Japanese restaurant, kailangan medyo tago ako eh. So, nakakaya. Kasi, hindi rin naman tama na lahat ng tao nag-chopsticks tapos ikaw yung mag-insist on using a fork. If I'm not mistaken, actually, there's one or two restaurants in Manila that if you ask for a fork, they won't give you one.
Parang ano, no? dapat marunong. Kaya yeah, dapat iba yung experience eh kapag naka-chopsticks, no? So kung magtatayo ka ba ng Japanese restaurant, Ebe, willing ka bang pangalanan na ano, Ebe Tempura?
Ebiko.
Ebiko. Ebiko.
Yung, alam mo yun, I'm glad you brought that up. Kasi minsan, hindi minsan, maraming beses, ang tawag sa akin ng mga tao, Ebi. Hanggang stage, ha, yung host na magsabi sa'yo, backstage, I'm such a fan. You know, it's like, oh, thank you. I appreciate that. Tapos pag-akit mo na stage, ladies and gentlemen, the man, Ebi. That's it. Diba? Ang spelling ng Ebi ay E-B-I. Hindi naman tayo Amerikano, diba? So, as pronounced.
Nilagyan ng accent eh, Ebi.
Oo, diba? As spelled, rather. Basahin mo as spelled. So, sa States, gets ko, may mga kaibigan ako sa States pang nandun ako, hey, Ebi. So, do it tonight,
pwede
Ebi.
Pa. Oh, pwede pa.
Excuse me. Pero pag Pilipinas, it's really EBE. It shouldn't be that hard to pronounce. So, sabi ng kaibigan ko, the next time you explain your name, Ebe, E as in elephant, B as in ube. Okay. May mga shows, ha, na talagang may manager.
Ganun pa rin, grabe naman.
My manager makes it a point. Parang, let's make sure we're pronouncing his name right. Alright? Because that's him on the poster.
Oo naman. Grabe naman. Responsibilidad naman yun.
Yeah.
Nung ano din.
Oh, well.
Sige, ito. Anong huling online purchase ang pinagsisihan mo?
Huling online. Bumili ako ng manual coffee grinder.
Oh.
Tapos for some reason, hindi siya nag-grind all the way. Yung beans ko hindi nag-grind all the way. Yung ganon.
Buo-buo pa?
Oo. Ano lang, 350. But yeah, halos no regrets eh. Pagdating sa online purchases. All the quirky stuff na hinap mo online.
No. Sige, eto Ebe, no, kasi nung isang araw nag-post ako dun sa Linya Linya Show Facebook group na sabi ko meron akong magiging guest na dream guest ko, no, na musician, and kung may tanong kayo, anong itatanong niyo sa kanya? So nag-collate ako ng ilang questions from them. Okay lang ba itanong ko?
Alam nila na ako. Ay, hindi.
Hindi.
Ah, okay.
Surprise. So parang sabi ko lang, kung meron kayong isang musician na gustong makausap, ano yung tatanong mo sa kanya? So medyo general to, no? So and kung matutulungan mo ko, out of dito sa mga questions na to, pili ka ng pinaka magustuhan mo, bibigyan natin ng linya-linya package.
Yeah!
Yun. Go. Yun. Sige. Okay, una kay Jenica Rea. At Jenica Rea. Si Rhea to, no? Paano mo nababalanse yung pag-express ng sariling emotions or thoughts mo sa gusto o kailangang marinig ng audience?
Walang balanse. Yun ang pinakamabilis sigurong sagot pag nagsusulat ako ng kanta. Hindi ko iniisip kung ano yung gusto ng tao, kung ano yung ayaw nila, kung ano yung uso, kung ano yung hindi uso. Kasi importante yon sa style ko, sa integrity ko as a songwriter. Ang papakinggan ko, sarili ko lang. Walang sino man. Now, kaya nga nagpapasalamat ako every time a song makes it, or just makes it to some degree, to some level. Parang, gusto pala ng tao to. Tapos ano yan eh, maganda kasi parang malaking bonus para sa akin. Kasi gusto ko yung kanta eh. Tapos pag gusto nila, parang sila rin pala. Awesome. Let's do more. So yeah.
So sa'yo muna nang gagaling, no? Tapos tignan mo kung anong mapipick up ng tao. Okay. Sige, next. Kay ano? Donna Montesilio. Kumakanta rin po ba kayo sa banyo? If yes, anong song or songs ito usually?
Kung ano eh. Turn on the light. Turn on the bed. So I can't make you love me. Love me if you don't.
You don't. Grabe yan.
You give me something. Dami. Pero yeah, kumakanta ako sa banyo. It's great to vocalize in the bathroom kasi may natural reverb ka eh. Ganda-ganda ng boses mo sa banyo.
Totoo lang. At saka ano, no, wala naman masyado makakarinig.
Wala, ikaw lang.
Ikaw lang. Yun, sige. Mula naman kay ano, at saling kat-kat. Have you ever been told to change something about yourself?
Palagi.
Kanina nga parang may nabanggit ka, no?
Why don't you try this? Why don't you try that? But, you know, parang, or minsan, parang, maybe you try to be like this guy and that guy. But sometimes what people fail to recognize is there's just one of me. Natutunan ko yan kay Gary Valenciano. There will never be another Gary Valenciano. There will never be another Ryan Kebbia because we are specifically designed to be ourselves.
Yun.
And if I change something about me, then I'm not the person you have come to appreciate anymore.
Tama.
So, for better or worse, you know, I'd rather be me, honestly.
Yun. Ganda. Ganda, ganda. Sige, eto kay Krishna Amar naman. How do you know when the song you wrote is already done? Like, paano mo nasasabi na, eto na to, masaya na ako dito at ready na akong i-share ito sa iba?
Ah, very interesting. Ganda. Question. When I write a song, tinutulugan ko, like literally, natutulog ako. So pagising ko the next day, ganun yung process ko, lalo na early on. Pagising ko the next day, that's why I always slept. Early on, I always slept beside my guitar. And I actually have photos taken by my brothers of me sleeping beside my keyboard, naka-hug sa gitara. Kasi pagising ko, I was so excited to play it again, like for the first time. And then I have a fresh set of ears. And then, kasi minsan nadadala ka lang talaga ng emosyon mo eh. Like, meron na akong experience na, like say when I wrote Huwag Ka Nang Umiyak, when I woke up the next day, I was humming it immediately. Kung wala, wala ka nang makapitan. So, tinugtog ko, yes, this is ready to be presented to the band, to the producer, which I will get into later. Meron talagang times na pagising ko, tapos parang excited na excited ako tugtugin to myself yung kantang nasulat ko. Pagkatapos yung kanta, sabihin ko, ano bang iniisip ko kagabi? So, wag na yan. So now, when the song is ready to be presented to the band, to the producer, because it's a group decision eh. Unless, you know, you're your own producer, kailangan mo i-present sa mga kasama mo. And then they will give you ideas. Tapos pag nakolekta mo na yung ideas, at meron kasi silang iba pang perspektibo. Pag nakolekta mo na lahat yun, then you're ready to record. But then, after the song is done, after a few years, you listen to it and parang, maybe I should have done this, maybe I should have done that. So you re-record it. So really, my answer is it's never done.
Oo, no?
Oo, eh. Kasi parang yun namang skill set mo when you're 20 years old, you hope to improve on it every year. So by age 30, mas marami ka ng alam, hopefully. Tapos parang, dapat ginawa ko to. So that's why when you listen to me live, especially during 3D shows, no song is ever sung the same way. So susunod na gig, so it's going to be different, or maybe I should do this. It's a constant, you know, learning experience also for us musicians.
Yeah. Parang buhay din eh, no? Parang buhay yung mga creations na to. Parang katulad din sa ibang art forms, kunyari sa pagtutula. Kung tumula ka at a certain age na nasulat mo to ng ganito, buo naman na siya nung panahon na yon. Pero pag binalikan mo siya, parang may mga bagay kang gustong ibahin.
Yes.
Or pwedeng iba na yung interpretation mo nito.
So, yes.
May ganun eh, no? Parang buhay siya na nag-evolve din.
Tumpak, pare. Buhay talaga siya. Tumpak.
Yun. Sige, etong next kay Pearly Dawn Mijares. Bilang artist, ano yung assumptions ng audience o fans na opposite sa real life mo?
Ano ba? Unang-una, siguro yon na kasi parang ay sabi nga nila ay when I sing daw, kasi parang nilalathala ko yung buong kaluluwa ko sa audience. So it's not just, you know, there's a recorded song and then you sing it live. For them, kasi live is a very different experience. So it becomes a little more personal.
Mm.
But some people assume kasi that I'm the same person off stage. Off stage, I can be very quiet. I've been consulting with a psychiatrist. Tapos yun yung findings niya. You're extremely introverted. That's why sometimes when you go home, you're tired. You're just too exhausted to get up the next morning. Kasi parang spent ka na talaga. So it's out of the ordinary for you. Interacting with people sometimes is difficult for me. But I've learned from the musicians before me that, you know, when you go on stage, you entertain.
Yeah.
Medj baliktad yung public saka private life.
Parang yung music na yung nagiging channel mo talaga to express, eh, no?
Oh.
Pero when you're on your own, kumbaga may sarili ka talagang space na tahimik, ganyan.
Oh, and sometimes kasi people get a little too comfortable.
Yeah.
You know, tama, lalapit sa'yo, hakbayan ka bigla. Hindi ako, hindi kita nalaman. Ba't ka maakbay? Sino ka? It's so weird para sa akin. Not that I don't appreciate the support. I do. And I think I remind my audience naman every time I'm on stage, you know, that this bar would be empty without you. I might as well be playing in my bedroom, but you make this experience complete for me. I cannot do it without you. You.
Yeah. All right. Sige, ito kay Tin Dizon, the next best thing you're really good at aside from being a musician. Next best thing.
I don't think I'm kasi before I became a musician, I had a few day jobs. I was once a writer for Eat Bulaga.
Uy, wow!
Yeah!
Trivia yan!
Yeah. So, nung nagsisimula yung Sugar Free, si Francis M was a host. And then he was the one, parang, pare, tuloy mo yan. Pare, okay yan. Pare, tuloy mo yan. Tapos mag-guest yung Eraserheads. Tapos pagtitripan nila ako backstage kasi may Manila paper ako. Yung tagasulat ng script. But it was always hard for me to hold on to a job until I became a full-time musician. And then, so what do I do? What's my next best skill? I own and manage a restaurant, which, like every other restaurant at this time, is struggling. So, parang meron lang kaming in-instill na basic na system sa staff namin. Tapos sabi ko sa kanila, you have to be self-sufficient. I'm not gonna hold your hand every day. So, I don't think I'm very good at that also, but it's managed to, you know, survive all these years and thrive pa nga at some point. So, no other. I believe that my purpose talaga is to be here in front of you writing my story and singing them out. And for that, I feel absolutely blessed.
Yeah. Mukhang tama naman. Nasa tamang landas ka naman ata.
Mukha naman. 20 years later. Parang 20 years later. Ayos naman.
Parang okay naman so far.
Nakakalibreng t-shirt.
Yan. Ebe, meron akong ano ha. Bago tayo pumili nung... Sige, piliin na lang muna natin yung pinaka nagustuhan mong tanong para ma-announce
siguro
natin.
Siguro yung huling nagtanong.
Yun, yung huling nagtanong. Yung the next best thing you're really good at.
Yeah. Because I don't think... I'm such an ordinary person. Like, my, you know, if you look at my brothers and my sisters, like, one of them is a doctor, one's a lawyer, one's an MBA graduate who's doing great things. One is a dentist, one is an architect. All very, very accomplished. All very, very good at what they do. They're actually multi-potentialites. Like, you can do more than one thing. Vin, my brother, is a lawyer, but he's also a musician.
Grabe, sir, Vin.
Oh, at one point, he was an entrepreneur. He had his own startup company. My doctor brother, he's a doctor. I already said that. But he's actually a really good photographer. And every time may magbukas na isang chain ng isang very popular coffee shop, siya yung kinukuha. So it takes him places talaga. And then my sister, the dentist, is, well, she's a dentist, but she paints. And she helped redesign the menu of Entablado, my restaurant in Los Baños.
Wow.
Ang dami nilang kayang gawin. And then, when you get to me, parang, can I do? I'm not particularly good at anything else. So it's just really music for me. So I'm glad she asked that question. Makes me appreciate life more.
Yeah, yeah. So congratulations kay Tin Dizon. Siyempre, bibigyan ka namin ng linya-linya package na siyempre may kasamang Eraserhead shirt.
Yeah. Meron kasi ako noon.
Meron si Ebe, oh, 'yun. De, siyempre may Ebe shirt and more. So thank you sa mga nag-submit ng questions nila. Ebe, meron lang akong kwento na isang testament lang ulit na kung gaano naging personal for me yung music mo. Okay lang ba?
Yeah, sige.
Kasi ano eh, nagkasalisi kami. Nung gusto niya ako, yung person na to, aayaw-ayaw ako. Nung gusto ko na, paayaw na siya. At ako naman yung naghahabol. So isang gabi, sa isang Christmas party, nandun siya at nandun din ako. Tapos nasa bingit na siya ng pagpili sa aming dalawa. No, ako ba o yung... Ako ba na ginusto niya? O siya ba na nagugustuhan na niya? Kaya sa pinakahuling pagkakataon ko sa kanya, ano pa nga bang gagawin ko? Sa karaoke, pumili ako ng kanta. No? At sa harap ng buong madla, kumanta ako, no, habang nakatingin sa kanya. Ipaglalaban ko ang aking pag-ibig. Siyempre, binigay ko na lahat, Ebe. Yun talaga yung naisip kong kantang pang last na last ditch effort ko para maging kami. Ayun, okay. Hindi naging kami. Pero, ang mahalaga, ipinaglaban ko ang aking pag-ibig.
Yes. Sabi ko nga sa'yo kanina, most important thing is trying.
Yun.
Kasi,
nilabas ko yun.
Nakalimutan ko yung sasabihin ko. Kasi dumaan na naman yung langaw eh. Okay, sorry.
Ayun, pero yun, ganun sa mga, kumbaga sa mga, tingin ko yung mga nakikinig din sa atin, Ebe, may kanya-kanya silang moments sa buhay nila na humugot sila ng kanta mo para tulungan sila sa mga kanya-kanya nilang karanasan.
Salamat.
Yun. Siguro ito, Ebe, meron din akong ano, no? Meron lang akong, parang inisip ko, sabi ko pag makakausap ko si Ebe, parang gusto kong pumili ng ilang lines lang na nagustuhan ko from your songs. Tapos siguro kung pwedeng kwento mo lang siguro ng konti yung storya ng linya na yun.
Sige, game.
No, so, ito, yun yung sabi mo kanina, yung dalawang mukha ng pag-ibig, ano? Nung pinakinggan ko yung album na yun, gustong-gusto ko. And yung isa sa mga pinaka nagustuhan ko, yung Huwag Kang Mag-alala. And nahihirapan niya ako sa kasi sabi ko, pili ako ng isang line. Pero, I ended up choosing the entire song. Parang yung buong lyrics ng song ang intact kasi. Pero siguro yung pinaka puso nung kanta, no, yung kailangang manalig sa bawat sigaw ng... Kailangang manalig sa bawat sigaw at bulong ng iyong puso. Sumayaw sa sarili mong awit, umindak at huwag pasindak. Kung di ka katulad ng iba, huwag kang mag-alala. Boom! No? So parang from self-doubt, na anong panahon na yun na may self-doubt din ako, naging self-love, no? At tingin ko marami sa listeners natin yung relate na relate din dyan. Ano ba yung kwento nung kanta na to?
I wrote it for someone, but it's also a bit about my life story, eh. Kasi yun nga, as a child, like literally people would go right, I just turn left on my own, not following instructions. Pero early on, yun nga, sumasayaw talaga ako sa sarili kong awit. Ayan. And then there were times when people tried to make me feel bad because I was different from them. So I wasn't normal. Pero what if ako yung normal, tas kayo yung hindi? You know, what I'm saying is, it's a lot of those things can be very subjective. But, you know, as long as hindi ka nakakasakit ng ibang tao, as long as sinusulong mo yung sarili mong buhay at tumutulong ka sa ibang tao, huwag kang mag-alala. Kung di ka talaga katulad ng iba, that's because God made you that way. Naniniwala talaga ako dun.
Whew! Ganda. Ang ganda nun. At yun, kaya ang powerful sa akin ito, eh, kasi I think marami rin sa mga sa age na 22 kasi ako, Ebe, 22. So ngayong age, ba't parang ano? Nagulat ka. Hindi ko pala nasabi sa iyo, Ebe.
So balikan natin yung 2012, which 8 years ago. So ano, 14 years old ka, pare.
Medyo child wonder tayo, Ebe. Hindi ko nasabi sa iyo.
Galing mo.
Napaaga.
At 14, may day job ka na. Oh, galing mo, pare. Anyway.
Mali calculation ko. Hindi, kasi yung kakaiba dito sa podcast na to, Ebe, kapag pumasok ka dito, nagiging 22 ka automatically.
Yun.
Yun so, yung kakaiba dito.
So, hinati mo yung edad ko. Nice one.
11 ka pa lang ba? Ayos la. Ayun. Sige,
Uy, nakita mo yung pinost ko sa Instagram noong isang araw, tinag kita.
Ano? What? Ah, yung naka-ano ka? Yung naka-face mask ka?
Yes, sir.
Uy, grabe yun.
Mahal kita yun. Pero distansya muna.
Oo, ganda, no? Ganda nun. Yun mismo, pwedeng linya yun, eh. Mahal kita pero distansya.
Tara, gawa tayo.
Oo, pwede. Meron akong may palabas kaming tatlong bagong designs na
okay.
May similar, may relation to distance din. Kaya excited din ako.
Kailangan yun, eh. Pero Ali, question, na-produce na yung mga yan, di pa?
Ito, hindi pa.
One size lang ba yun?
One size lang. Ay, Eben, napaano ulit yung video mo?
Hala, teka. On off.
Sige lang, go lang. Naka-off, oh. Nag-ano lang siya, Ebe, one size. Pero ito yung news din. Alam ko na, kasi ano lang namin, eh. Unang release namin yan. Kaya may adjustments pa kaming ginagawa. Ano ba yung feedback mo so far? Yung medyo maliit ba siya, medyo malaki?
Eh, kasi sa akin, I have an unusually large head. So, yung sombrero, mahirap magkasya sa akin unless talaga
okay.
Oo, yung snapback ba na pwede mong
Uh-oh.
I-adjust.
Uh-oh.
Yung mask na yun, for me, because I'm weird, it can be bigger.
Yeah. So, itong bagong i-release namin,
or mask, in-adjust.
Pati yung
elastic.
Yeah, nice. yung pati yung sa tenga. Kasi ako rin, eh, parang naipit din yung tenga ko dun sa isang design. So, yeah. Yan, ina-adjust na namin. And awesome. natuwa kami, Ebe, kasi parang nung una, dapat parang ano lang siya, trial lang, eh, itong product na to, bilang hindi naman yan yung main namin. Pero grabe yung naging reception nitong face mask. Oo, kaya parang, kaya dito kami magbubuhos din.
Yeah, and I'm really happy you're doing it, Ali, because I really try to remind people every day, you know, if you don't have any business being out, you stay home. And if you must, if you must go out, wear a mask. You know, it's a, ano yun, magsusuot ka ng mask bilang senyales ng respeto, hindi lang sa sarili mo, kundi sa kapwa mo. Kasi yung si Vin, yung kuya ko, na abogado, sabi niya, Eve, always, I'm still 44 years old, I'm still taking instructions from my brother.
Kuya ay kuya pa rin, kuya ay kuya.
Oo, kuya sabi Vin. Niya, Eve, you must always assume that you have the virus. So, what do? You don't want to infect people.
Yeah.
So, that's, you be safe, you stay home, you observe social distancing. Kasi nung bago na-impose yung lockdown, ano na, meron nang sinasabi na nila, oy, distansya, distansya. Tapos nagpapapicture ako nung yun na kaganon. Sabi ng kuya ko, ano ba? Social distancing, dude. Mask, dude. So now, ingrained talaga siya sa akin. And that's a very good way of keeping this, the virus away. You stay home. Mag-mask ka. Kasi, alam mo, kailangan nating tulungan yung sarili natin. Kasi minsan, baka mamaya yung mga kailangan tumulong sa'yo, may iba silang pinagkakaabalahan. So, responsibilidad mo yan sa sarili mo at lahat kayo, may magulang. May mga batang pamangkin or anak. So, it's not really about you, but it's about your environment eh. So this is panawagan. Kaya nga tuwa ako nung nilabas mo 'yan at first chance I had, pinost ko talaga parang see, I'm wearing my mask. You should too.
Yeah. And ano nga eh, no? Kaya kami masaya kami talaga sa turnout nito kasi kahit na syempre nagbebenta kami niyan ay way din namin niya to communicate to everyone na mahalaga to. Mahalaga tong magmask at kailangan nyo to. And siguro yung naambag din namin, Ebe, parang itong pagiging protected, pwede namang hindi maging boring eh. Or pwedeng hindi, pwedeng mo express yung sarili mo. Diba? Pwede kang matawa dyan. Pwede kang maging masaya.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Kaya yun din yung naging trust namin. Pero yan, pag-aralan natin yung ano, kung gusto mong makapag-isip tayo ng collaboration dyan, pwede rin.
Tara!
Diba?
Tara.
Game yan, game.
Nagawa na tayo ng shirt eh. Mas madali na yung mask.
Oo. Game yan. Yeah. Ayun. Ang tawag dito. May isa pa akong linya dito. Eh, hindi, okay na to. Itong hangover na nabanggit mo na rin, no? Oo. Pero yung... Sige, habang nagpe-prepare ka dyan, yung linya ko sa hangover na napili, yung chorus niya, no? Kung ang gamot sa aking sakit ay pag-ibig, ako ay nauuhaw at ikaw ang aking tubig. Huh! Grabe talaga yung line na yan. Ano bang storya nitong linya na to?
Alam mo, sobrang tagal na nung kantang yun eh. Pero ano ko yun ha? Kasi pag nagsulat ako usually, sulat, erase, until it sounds right to me. But I do remember that those two particular lines, kung ang gamot sa aking sakit ay pag-ibig, ako ay nauuhaw at ikaw ang aking tubig. I literally said it in one breath. That's why I had to write it down. Kaya gusto ko yung kantang yun kasi ang tao hindi mabubuhay na walang tubig. Eh. Parang hangin. Hangin sa katubig. Hindi ka mabubuhay kung walang tubig. So ganun yung ganun yung desperation mo para sa pag-ibig na.
Longing for someone. Oh.
Yeah.
Hanep.
Tagal
siguro.
Tugtog yan, ah.
Oo nga. Uy, pwede rin. Siguro anong tawag dito? Itong gusto ko lang sigurong i-promote itong ano nga natin, itong collaboration shirt namin with Ebe. Alam ko limited edition lang ito, so itong final na stock namin ay yan na siya. So kaya sa mga nakikinig, ito na yung panahon siguro na kung wala pa kayo na itong shirt na to, makuha ninyo. Ay, Ebe, namatay ulit. Sorry.
Nakan ba yan?
Okay lang. Sige, habang nag-aano ako dito, nagpo-promo ako. So para sa mga listeners natin ng The Linya Linya Show, ang swerte talaga natin today, kasama natin si Ebe. And swerte rin tayo kasi may promo code ang The Linya Linya Show. So kung nakikinig ka nito at mag-purchase ka sa linyalinya.ph, meron tayong promo code, discount code na The Linya Linya Show. So pag ginamit nyo yan, may 0.5% off kayo. De, biro lang. 10% off. 10% off. So, gamitin nyo yan.
Sorry about that. 10% okay. Off, guys.
Oh, 10% off. So, gamitin nyo yan para ano. And, yun yan, napag-usapan namin ni Ebe itong past few months. We've been helping itong three organizations na may relief efforts, yung AHA Learning Center, Life Cycles PH, at saka Frontline Feeders PH. Yung 10% ng sales namin for the past months ay dinodonate namin sa kanila para may tuloy din ang tulong natin sa mga frontliners and sa lahat.
Salamat, pare. Mabuhay kayo. Mm-hmm.
Yun. So, Ebe, siguro bago ka pumorma dyan at ano, at mag-proceed, meron ka bang mga gustong i-promote din from your end?
Sa ngayon, wala eh.
Okay.
Nag-ano ulit ako? Let's just consider this as another period of hibernation for me. Mm-hmm. Katulad ng ginawa ko nung bago ko sinulat yung dalawang mukha ng pag-ibig. Pero ngayon, kasi in the age of social media, so I will still be interacting with you and I'll be doing some shows and supporting causes that I really, really believe in. But for now, just, ano, If you guys can, please buy the shirt because it's for a good cause.
Yeah.
And that would really mean a lot to myself and to Linya Linya.
Yun. And gusto ko rin sabihin sa mga nakikinig na pakinggan nyo yung latest album ni Ebe, yung Balik Tanaw, no, hey. Na gustong-gusto ko rin dahil may ibang
ayaw
take din siya dun sa
sorry.
Mga...
Sorry, yung pala yung po-promote ko, ano ba, Ebe? ladies and gentlemen, I have an album out. I've recently reunited with my former label, Poly East Records. And then we released Balik Tanaw on the day of my concert, February 29 of this year. Balik Tanaw is a reimagination of some of my favorite Sugar-Free songs. It's on Spotify. There are physical copies, I think. Tama ba, Tracy? Ay, sorry, wala pala si Tracy dito. But yeah, may... Pero dahil mahirap ngayon, maiintindihan ko po. If you can, mga kaibigan, please stream the album. I'm on Spotify. And hindi lang Balik Tanaw yun nandun. Sinbuong buhay ko. Bubuhay ko nandun. Pwede nyo pakinggan yung previous albums ko. Yung mga kanta ng Sugar-Free na nami-miss nyo nandun. Yung dalawang mukha ng pag-ibig under Warner. Also, Bawat Daan under Star. Parang bawat album, palipat-lipat ako ng label, no? But yeah, it's there. So, I would really appreciate if you can, you know, listen to the album. And you can follow the account. I really don't know what happens when you follow an account, Ali. Because I just followed Linya Linya podcast.
Yeah.
So what happens when I follow?
I think baka napaprompt ka kapag may mga bagong release.
Ooh.
Para magiging priority siya doon sa timeline mo. So,
bakit si yun. Taylor Swift, di ko naman siya fino-follow, pero pagbukas ko ng Spotify, aba... Abay,
ano eh?
Yung pagkaganda-gandang album niya yung bumulaga sa akin. It's great, by the way. But before you listen to her album, please listen to mine.
Yun! Tama.
No, dinamit ko pa yung ibang tao eh.
May version nga kami niyan, Ebe, yung Marupoklore. Yung Linya-Linya. Kasi na, alam mo na, pag pinakinggan.
Ang ganda nun!
Kapag pinakinggan mo, talagang magiging marupok ka lalo.
Ganda nun, pare. You should do that.
Yeah. So, yun guys, no, tama si Ebe. Sana pakinggan nyo yung mga yung albums niya. Follow nyo yung social media pages niya. and yung Baliktanaw na album. And guys, ako lang, gusto ko lang sabihin na let's all support our local artists. Lalo sa panahon ngayon, ang daming ways para gawin yon, no? Bilhin yung albums nila, mag-subscribe sa mga channels nila, at suklian natin yung binibigay nila sa atin ng pagmamahal. So yun, Ebe, alam kong medyo ano na, pa yung sinaing mo baka lumalamig na, no? Kaya gusto ko lang kunin yung pagkakataon na to para magpasalamat mula sa amin sa Linya-Linya at sa mga listeners ng show at sa pagtupad mo nitong pangarap namin as a whole na makasama ka.
Oo naman.
Salamat sa oras.
Ako yata and dapat magpasalamat sa Linya-Linya for this opportunity to, you know, to have a shirt. Di ba? Parang how weird is that? Nung bata ka naman, parang nasa ano mo ba na nasa plano mo ba yun na someday there's going to be a shirt with my face on it and my songs on the shirt. So, you know, this is it's quite the surreal experience for me, and I'm very, very honored to be a part of Linya-Linya, and I wish you guys well. Please stay safe. Please keep making us laugh and make us fall in love with life and with the Filipino culture, because you represent your country. Every shirt that you do is uniquely Pinoy, you know, and I love that about you guys. And on a rather personal note, kasi Ali, nagkaroon ako ng medyo nabitawang ko lang yung plano na to, kasi I got busy with songwriting classes and whatnot. Pero kasi dati, I had an idea na what if, baka maunahan ako, dapat ba kinukwento ko yung idea ko sa podcast? O dapat,
okay lang yan.
Ikwento ko sa'yo para ma-timestamp natin na parang, naisip ko to nung ganito. Okay lang ba? Sabihin ko ba dapat yung secret? Okay lang. Yeah.
Pwede naman siguro.
Sige, pwede naman i-edit pag sinabi ng manager ko, oops! Pero basically kasi, I wanted to do a Facebook Live, and then me with myself interviewing for a change. Ako naman yung mag-i-interview ng mga barkada kong musikero, musicians I really admire. There's Army of Up Dharma Down, there's Gab, there's a whole list in my head. There's Ben and Ben, to Gary Granada. But that was kind of put on hold kasi parang I was setting up the studio. I'm still not done, actually. But parang in-affirm mo lang yung aking malabong vision na parang dapat yata gawin ko talaga to. And thank you, because sabi mo nga, it's not that difficult to bring it to podcast it. Kasi, di ba, may live, may video component to, may audio component. So, thanks, Ali.
Yun. Eben, ano lang ulit? Nawala ulit.
Naman.
Pero, okay lang. Pero, walang ano man, and ma-happy kami na may, kahit pa paano, may positive na influence din kami sa'yo. And full support kami dyan sa plano mo na yan. And, for sure tutulong kami at makikinig at manunood kami dyan sa ano mo, Everyday Conversations Show.
Ang ganda naman nun, Everyday. Pero masyado ka nang in love sa sarili mo. Everyday. Ano ba?
Everyday, I love.
Pero ang ganda naman. But yeah, it's basically a show about what goes on during a normal day. Yeah. What's your process like? Because people see the final product eh. But they don't really know what goes on. So whatever my friends can share to inspire people to be, you know, a better version of themselves every day. Yeah. So and Ali, again, thanks. Thank you. Guys, sa lahat ng nakikinig, sa lahat ng papadala sa akin na messages every day, hindi lang po ako nakakasagot, pero nababasa ko lahat. So thank you.
Alright. At ako, last ko na lang, subscribe to the Linya-Linya Show on Spotify, Wake Up with Jim and Sab, and Finding Happy with Happy Dad. And yung 5 final words ko sa'yo, Ebe, bago, may naririnig akong konting tunog. No, bago yan, 5 last words ko ay, maraming salamat at mahal ka namin.
That means a lot. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to have you guys by my side. Alright, salam. Now, to end the show, mabawi ako kasi yung episode 1 ay habang ako'y kumakanta, may langaw na lumilipad sa mic stand. Tapos parang masyado na siyang lumalapit sa bibig ko sa mahirap kumanta. Wala na po yung langaw, mga kaibigan. So I'm going to play you what is perhaps my favorite, most favorite sugar-free song. Although you should never play favorites. This one's called... Teka lang. Mag-isa. Teka lang ha. Teka lang.
Go.
Sakto. This one's called Hangover.
Mahirap anong nangyari kahapon, paano umabot dito? Oh, you.
Ay, salamat, Pilipinas. Ingat po. Mahal ko kayong lahat.
Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show. Listen up, yo. Linya Linya Show.
Listen up, yo. The Linya Linya Show. Bumabalik.